Hey guys, it's Tyler. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today where we talk faith, family, and focus in your life and your leadership. You know, juggling all of these things, it is so hard to keep track. Sometimes our heart can become so restless under the stress and the responsibility of all these facets of life. And that's why I wrote my book, Restless, Finding Rest in a Restless World. You can go to my website and get a free copy of that book, a free paperback copy of that book at tylerarobertson.com/restless. So if you haven't done that yet, head on over to my website and do that. Grab a free copy of that book, Restless, Finding Rest in a Restless World. And with that, let's dive into the episode. Do you love the Christmas season? I don't know about you, but I love the Christmas season. I love being able to get the tree out of the attic, you know, decorating the Christmas tree and putting everything up, all the lights, all the ornaments, and I mean, just everything, Christmas music. There's just so many things about the season that I just absolutely love. And I think one of the symbols that you'll see this season more than any other Christmas symbol is that of the tree, right? Now, you may be a really dedicated Christmas person, and you love. You may have already had your Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving. One of our kind of rules, unwritten rules, is that we don't really get the Christmas tree out until after Thanksgiving. Now, if you do that before, you're not a heathen or nothing like that. All right, and there's some people that will die with that belief that you ought to, you know, get the Christmas tree out in October or August. I've heard as early as the summer. I mean, really, people love it that much. Regardless, I love Christmas, and I love decorating the tree, to put in the lights on it. It's this whole process where we just, you know, you're with family, and it's just a fun time. Well, I began to think about that this year, and God really probed my heart with this very thing. Did you know God has a Christmas tree? Yeah, God has a Christmas tree. He has a tree that underneath it is some wrapped gifts for everybody. And I began to think and churn on that thought, and I came across this verse in 1 Peter chapter 2, and verse 24, the Bible says, "Who his own self bare," talking about Jesus, "who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes," that's Christ, "by whose stripes ye are healed." Many times in Scripture, several times in Scripture, you're going to find where the tree is a phrase used for the cross. We know what the cross is, right? It's the symbol of Christianity. It is the center of what we do as believers. It is the epitome and the climax of Scripture. It is everything that's good in our lives started the moment of that cross. And the Bible refers to it here as the tree. Can I submit to you today that that is God's Christmas tree, right? God's Christmas tree is the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, it's very, very different from our Christmas tree. And there's been other pastors that have alluded to these details, so this is not original to me, but I understand that there is some differences between God's Christmas tree and our Christmas tree. Our Christmas tree, you know, has beautiful lights on it. It has ornaments. Some of the ornaments, they mean something to us, right? Whether it be like a little, you know, a circle ornament with a little baby handprint in it, and one of those little molds that you can make or whatever, make an ornament out of it. Some of the ornaments, they mean something to us. And maybe you traveled somewhere out of country and you've got a little ornament as a souvenir. So we decorate the Christmas tree with all kinds of beautiful, beautiful things. But when you look at the cross and when you think about the cross of Jesus Christ, it doesn't look very beautiful. In fact, it looks the very opposite of beauty. It's pain and suffering. It is literally the epitome of anguish and being forsaken by God. Jesus was on the cross, nailed to a cross of wood. The tree, the Bible calls it. Nailed to a cross of wood. After being scourged. After having the crown of thorns on his head. This time of year, we talk a lot about the little baby that's in the manger. And that's what we think of during this time of year. But to understand, there was a manger. because there was going to be a cross, right? Jesus came so that he could die for us. So when we look at our Christmas tree, there's a lot of beauty. But when we look at God's Christmas tree, when we look at the cross of Jesus Christ, there's suffering and pain. Jesus, what happened? And then we're not going to unpack all the details of crucifixion, but understand, Jesus was beaten like no other man, the Bible says. If you want to know what Jesus looked like on the cross, just go down to your local supermarket and go to the ground beef section. That's more what Jesus looked like. Jesus suffered pain and anguish. The cat of nine tails was no joke. Do you realize that the kind of cat of nine tails that Jesus was scourged with, that there were some Roman soldiers that could peel an apple with that? They were skilled. They knew exactly what they were doing. They made an art form out of torture. That's what went across the back of the Son of God. That is what happened to Jesus Christ. He was mocked. They plucked his beard out by the handfuls. Why did Jesus suffer all of that shame? Why did he suffer all of that? Why was he nailed to the cross? He was nailed on the cross for us, right? That Christmas tree, although in complete anguish and pain and suffering, was our greatest moment because the Son of God came. He was the perfect sacrifice for us. And Jesus' greatest moment of weakness is our greatest moment of strength because we can look back at the cross and say, he did that for me. How amazing is that? Our Christmas tree, it looks a lot different than God's Christmas tree. But one gift that's under that tree, if I go to the cross, if I go to Calvary, what will I find there? I think you're going to find the gift of peace, the gift of peace. If you go to the cross of Jesus Christ, do you realize that you will find a well-wrapped gift of peace there? What do we think about this time of year? What the angel said in Luke chapter 2, right? They say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, what? Peace, goodwill toward men. But I've always thought that's a very obscure thing. Think about it for a moment. The angels said, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Wait a second, peace? Look at the life of Jesus Christ, someone who was ridiculed, someone who was lied about, someone who was tried and convicted of blasphemy, wrongfully. He was scourged, beaten, and then nailed to a cross of wood, died a premature death. He was only 33 years old. Now, does that sound like peace to you? Does that sound like a peaceful life? What about his disciples? Well, you look at the ending of their lives, and you see that they died, many of them, a martyr's death. That doesn't sound peaceful at all. But what was the peace that God brought through his Christmas tree? What was the peace that we can find at Calvary? Romans 5:1 tells us that. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Think about it for just a moment. Because Jesus came and because Jesus died on the cross for our sins, we can have peace with God. How awesome is that? We can have peace with him. What Adam and Eve broke in the garden, Jesus put back together again, right? If you remember Adam and Eve, when they were in the garden, they sinned. God exiled them from the garden. Communication was broken between God and man. But what did Jesus do? He came to this earth. He lived a perfect life. It was the perfect sacrifice for us. And what did he do? He took the hand of God and the hand of man. He put it back together again. And now we have peace with God. Literally, we can go to God with our prayers. We can go to God and have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Why? Because of his sacrifice. Because of God's Christmas tree. So think about that today and be encouraged with that thought today that you can find peace at Calvary. And by the way, I'm not just talking about in salvation. Oh, you know what? When you get saved, isn't there such an awesome peace? You trust Jesus Christ. You remember that moment? You trusted Jesus Christ. There's an amazing peace in your heart. Isn't that awesome? But did you know that there are Christians who are on their way to heaven? They've experienced Calvary. They've experienced salvation, but yet they don't live in peace. We can be a Christian and be restless. We cannot have peace in our soul and in our heart simply because we do not choose to live in God's peace, right? We choose to not live in communication and in prayer with God and in His presence. We choose to live by our own means and by our own understanding, and therefore there's confusion and not peace. So you could be a believer and not have peace and not live in this peace. Well, you say, Brother Tyler, how in the world do I keep peace in my heart and in my mind? I'll tell you how to do it. Stay close to Calvary. Stay close to Calvary. You say, what do you mean? In your heart and in your mind, stay close to Calvary. This Christmas season, I think it was one of the greatest times for you to look at the cross of Jesus Christ and look at the story of Jesus Christ and why did He come? He came for you. And when you walk up to the cross of Christ and you identify with Him and you realize the sacrifice that He made for you. See, the cross of Jesus Christ and staying close to Calvary fixes a lot of things in our Christian life. If we just keep fresh in our heart, fresh in our minds, the sacrifice that Jesus gave to us, I truly believe that we can live a life of peace and live in that gift that God gives us through His Christmas tree, through the cross, is peace. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you want to read more articles, listen to more podcast episodes, or find more resources, you can go to TylerARobertson.com. TylerARobertson.com and subscribe to all of that. We would love to have you as a part of our community as we grow in our faith, family, and leadership focus.